All right, we'll go ahead and start.
Just have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift up Lord Orgwai this morning. We thank you, God, that the operation was successful. We pray for a full and speedy recovery. And Lord, I lift up both families of the young couple who's married and lost their life Friday evening. God, I just ask you to bring the comfort and peace that both of those families need right now, and only you can do that. Be with the commissioner's court. Be with the judge, God, that our decisions are great for this county, Lord. We just bless thy holy name in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right, well, let's everybody settle in. We have a long agenda today, so hopefully the chairs are comfortable, but we'll get started. So we'll go ahead and do the first item up today is discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the monthly reports for the county treasurer for month ending July 31st, 2019, and recording in the minutes of the court A, approval of investments in the amount of $28,257.56. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $289,722.14. C, treasurer's report of revenues received and dispersed in accordance with the local government code 114.026D, an affidavit of approval by court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. D, pledge security collateral for a total of $23,801,471.71. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank of $12,828,937.17. First Financial Bank, $10,255,534.54. Ms. Court. As presented.
I make a motion to accept this.
Second.
Motion by two, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item number two, discussion and possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings and also specifically as follows.
For approval on August 27, 2019, from the general fund, $120,028.74, road and bridge, $86,401.87, mosquito control, $8,416.33, adult probation, $3,624.71, airport, $156.32, consolidated accounts, $2,009.48, for a grand total of $220,637.45. This includes also, we have a wire transfer for Amity Bank of $50,381.25.
Second.
I have a motion by one, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number three, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer, county auditor's office, from 001-111-54094, court appointed attorney, CPS other, $5,000, to 001-111-54086, CCAL, to juvenile, $5,000, to provide funds for the remainder of the year.
We're just working to move money around where it's needed.
Move and approve.
Second.
Motion to approve by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding the approving of a line item transfer, county auditor's office, from 001-111-54106, autopsy fees of $20,000, to 001-111-53203, sheriff's criminal bonds returned, $20,000, purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Spinning.
Okay.
Same thing.
Motion by... I just wanted to ask, how much does an autopsy cost? I mean, I don't know.
They're different. I have to look that up, but it's, yeah, it can be.
They're different amounts.
Normally, it's, I have to look.
And we...
Well, we're moving it out of the autopsy account, though. We're not moving into an autopsy account.
We're moving out of the same account.
Right, evidently.
And I just wondered how much...
Evidently, we have some fees left over.
If you want to come back after work.
I'm sure like each human body, they're unique.
Exactly. So we have I have a motion.
What he's trying to say is his would be a lot more expensive than yours.
Exactly. He said that.
I'm going to move on. So I have a motion by one and a second by four. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Item 5, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer tax assessor collector from 001-111-53830 contingency of $3,000 to 001-111-521-00 office supplies of $3,000 purpose to cover postage for the 2019 tax statements. Ms. Fisher.
There's nowhere else.
Oh, she's here. She's right there.
She's right back there. She's hiding.
I didn't see her.
I'm behind Christy.
Okay. I got you, but I see you now.
We got to send them out to get them in.
Exactly.
That's right.
So
that's
good.
Second.
I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion passes. This is item 6. Discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, from 001-227-5999, Justice of the Peace Precinct Other, to 001-227-5210, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, office supplies of $500, purpose to pay for office supplies. Ms. Simonton, is, I don't think anyone from her office is here, but I think it's self-explanatory. Motion by two, second by three. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Motion passes. Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, from 001-227-54130, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, contract maintenance, $100, to 001-227-52100, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, office supplies, $100, purpose to pay for office supplies.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion.
Second.
All right. Any further discussion? I have a motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion passes. Item 8, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, from 001-227-54130, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, Contracted Services, $300 to 001-227-57500, Justice of the Peace Precinct 3, Equipment, less than $2,000, $300, purpose to purchase a safe for their office for Precinct 3.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 9, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer, Justice of the Peace Precinct 2, from 001-226-54550, travel regulated dues, etc., of $1,200 to 001-226-52100, office supplies of $1,200, purpose to order toner and other office supplies for the remainder of the fiscal year. And Mr. Jenkins, but I don't think he's in office.
Motion.
We have a motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for county court at law from 001-217-52100, office supplies of $310, to 001-217-57500, equipment, non-inventory, less than $2,000. Of $310, purpose to provide funds for the purchase of a new office chair. That's Mandy White Rogers, County Court of Law Judge.
So moved.
Second by one, second by three. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? None. Motion passes. Item 11, discussion and possible action regarding approving a line item transfer from Road and Bridge from 001-470-52100, office supplies of $100, to 001-470-59999, other $100, purpose to provide funds for purchase of informational signs at the Citizens Collection Station. Mr. Slakem, I think we know what that is, but we'll let that, would you explain that, because I think
just
that's...
purchase some additional signs, but and they're going to be much more than $100, but I needed to move that money into my line item that would allow the purchase of those signs.
Okay.
A bit short.
So moved, Judge.
Second.
Motion by four, second by three. And just for Chris, is that those are going to be some bigger signs, though, right? A little bit bigger, okay. All right, motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 12, discussion and possible action regarding setting salaries, expenses, and other allowances of all elected county officials for the next fiscal year starting October 1st, 2019 through September 30th, 2020. The proposed salaries include a 2% COLA that will be incorporated for all Orange County employees. John, go at the end. So this is just where we have to post our projected salaries and that. And like I said, at both times we're doing both, as opposed we're having it's a 2% basically across the board, which if those were here when we did the salary adjustments 3 years ago, the idea of those was that in the future that whenever people got raises, everybody got raises. It wasn't just selected groups. And so sticking to that, so that's what I had proposed, was the 2% across the board for all elected officials and all employees. And now, of course, that'll be upon approved budget. But that's what that is.
Okay.
And you should have a listing of all that if you want to see that. I mean, you should have it already. But.
And just the county elected. It does not include the district.
I'm sorry. Yes, the county elected officials. It doesn't have the district judges on there. did we list those two on it? I mean, that's why, because we're doing the change for theirs.
We did listen?
Yes, sir, we did, because we did that additional supplement thing that we had to add it on there from the state. Because it's a changer there, so we had to list it.
Motion.
I have a motion by three.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? Yes, sir.
Is this a proposed salary?
Yes, we have to post that. It's proposed upon approval of the budget, which will be September 17th, which we'll do that.
So this isn't actually setting a new salary?
Well, it's setting it upon approval. The actual until this, we have to post the elected official salaries ahead of time. And so we do that.
Will we be able to get a chart that has all these?
It should be posted today. It should be out right. And we're going to send that. If it's not out this afternoon, it'll be out this afternoon. We have to wait till we vote on it today. Yes, sir. And it'll be in the papers because we have to post everything. But we have to vote for it before we can post it as the proposed. So I have a motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
All right. One. I think that was a nay.
Yeah.
All right, item 13, discussion and possible action regarding selecting and approving a day and time in December 2019 for Orange County offices to be closed for departmental Christmas luncheons. Recommended date and time for luncheon is Friday, December 6, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this was by me, the judge. This is what we propose every year. It's the same time and same schedule as we propose every year for the county offices to be able to have their Christmas parties. Nothing different from the past.
I just want to ask
I was going to change tradition and make the motion from precinct
four. I retract my motion so that and yield to...
So moved.
Good.
There we go. We're going to have a yes vote from precinct four in I don't know how long. All right, so we have a motion by four.
I will second that.
Second by one, and you had any further discussion? Now we go.
Well, the only thing that I'm just asking, because I don't know really how this works, but I mean, I want them to have this. But does, like, does somebody stay in the office just in case somebody comes, or they're completely closed? Okay.
Yeah, and they publicize it. They'll post it up ahead of time so people know.
So it's posted. Okay, good.
All right, I have a motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion to add to that?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That was zero. Wow, we go. There we go. First time. All right, 14, discussion and possible action regarding consideration of a county recycling program. Mr. Trahan.
We got approached by the trashy ladies, Ms. Deborah Bednar and Ms. Sandra Hulk, about coming up with something in lieu of the recycling program we had at the Citizen Collection Station. And they had been in contact with someone. I thought they might be here today, so this will be more informational thing. And what they had looked at is it will be available to the citizens at $10 a month if the citizens sign up. They would have to choose to sign up. It would be totally voluntary. And they've got a company out of the Utah area that actually are doing some business in the greater Dallas area right now. And so if they can get enough people to sign up and register, they want to try to do that. And they'll come in and they'll give us more information when we get to that time. And the county's piece, if it gets to that spot, is there are specific bags they use for the recycling, and we would agree to spend, if the court agrees, $1,000 on these bags. It'd be the first 100 people to sign up, and if we can do that, what that will do, if we can actually get people recycling, that we'll probably more than save that money on what we're spending down at the landfill right now. So hopefully it's an offset, and then we can get people interested in recycling. And that is contingent on them getting enough people to sign up that this program actually takes hold. This program may not even happen. So.
And Commissioner Trent, I thought Sandra told me 200 had to sign up.
That's right.
Before they would even consider.
That's correct. And so I guess I'll go ahead and make a motion to authorize the spending of up to $1,000 for the bags should this program actually take fruition.
Sure. I'll second that.
Motion by one. I have a second by two. Any further discussion?
Yes.
That's correct.
But it doesn't, it's $10 for only the ones that participate. It's not everybody. It's just if you want to.
Johnny needs to
step forward if you're going to talk. Yeah. Carl said if you're going to talk, because we can't get it on record if you're not in the mic. So. Okay. Huh? All right. So I have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All right. All in favor?
Yeah.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 15, discussion and possible action on a bid submitted on the following trust properties. All right, A, 001-945-007-540, A150138-T704 Park, Orange, Texas, B, 001-945-013-910, A150107-T at 1208 6th Street, Orange, Texas. Ms. Fisher.
Good afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. I received two of the bids. The one on Park Street was for $5,000, and the one on 6th Street was $10,000.
Wow.
And I went and looked at the properties, and I would make a motion that we accept these bids to get them back on the tax roll.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty good numbers, too, I think.
Yes.
I agree with you there, too.
I make a motion to go ahead with this.
I have a motion by two, seconded by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Discussion and possible action regarding approving and filing in the minutes the 2019-2020 District Clerk Designated Funds, District Court Records Technology Fund Plan, and Records Preservation and Restoration Plan. It's Vicki Edgerly.
afternoon, Judge, Commissioners. This is a requirement for those restricted funds, and I think that all of you should have gotten a copy of it with your email, and so it's just filed into the records each year. There's not ever much change made to it, just some slight changes. So I wanted to get that on the agenda for your approval as required by the restricted funds.
Motion.
Second.
I have a motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
17, discussion and possible action to approve the district clerk exceeding the allowable hotel room rate to attend the post-legislative conference in Austin, Texas, September 4th through the 6th, 2019. This is a budgeted item, and the funds are available.
I make a motion that we accept this.
I have a motion by two.
A second.
Oh. I was trying to review it before we got to that point.
We're
already. Is this the host hotel, Vicki? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and actually, I couldn't get in either one. I was trying to get in, overflows, or I couldn't get in any. I didn't have a hotel at all, but they finally had a spot open up.
Good.
I was asleep on the street.
No, there you go. We don't want you to do that.
You'd have shuttle buses and
quick
everything.
What is our county policy?
It's
100. One of the things that we've talked about for a couple of years, and I think that after we get through this budget season and stuff, that we need to review that policy, because it comes up every single year when people are traveling, that we're well below the rate that's even available out there anymore at these meetings.
And especially in Austin.
Most of them fall around this, and some of them, this one not particularly, but some of mine, I get reimbursed for a portion of my hotel, but not this particular conference.
Me and John can speak that the hotel needs to be very, very, very close to whatever event you're attending, because the very first year we went to commissioner school, we were just, 2.5 miles, 3 miles down the road, and it was an hour and a half each day. We tried every which route we could to get around it. You just can't get around Austin. You just can't.
And even that hotel, we still paid above the rate. So.
Yes. Right.
All
right. So I had a motion by two, a second by three. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Yeah, I think at some point right after this, we probably need to look at that. Somebody needs to bring that. Our policy person needs to bring that policy forward. Review.
Are you the policy? I guess I am.
I guess so.
you just picked up a new title.
Just a new title.
He looked at you.
Oh, yeah, you looked at you're guilty. All right. Item 18. Record in the minutes the order setting the salary of the county auditor and the assistants in the office of the county auditor pursuant to local government code sections 152.905 and 152.031. Ms. Etterly, again.
You all should have received a copy of that. Do you have it? Any questions? The formality that has to take place.
Okay, so make a motion to accept another record. Motion to accept. I'll accept the record.
And I'll second.
All right, have a motion by one, a second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Are there any changes in
the topic? They took the, they followed the 2% across, was what I saw on most of it.
I couldn't tell you that's done by the Board of Judges and the Board of Judges on these different ones.
It was a 2%. To follow with the rest of the employees.
Also available on the website?
Yes, sir. All right, have a motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Number 19. Recording in the minutes the appointment of the purchasing agent pursuant to local government code section 262.001. Ms. Edgerly again. Are you looking?
Yeah. Oh, the policy.
That's it, man?
No, I'm saying, I didn't know if you were looking
at it. No, I'm good.
We just got to vote for record, so.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we vote for this pursuant of local government code.
Okay. 262.011. All right. I have a motion by one. By two.
Mm-hmm. Seconds.
Second by three.
Are we going to name this person?
It's Connie.
It's her, yeah.
See, I'm sorry. Connie Cassidy. I thought she said
she's
it.
She's already
there. Yes. I thought she said it when she read it.
Every 2 years she has to be reappointed. So these are all formalities.
So now that we know, we want to think about it more.
Now that we know the name, we want to think about it.
We're just going to fill it in.
Yeah. I thought you said it when you first read it. I'm sorry. And motion by two, second by three. I think we've discussed it a lot. So all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you all. Have a good afternoon.
All right. Motion passes. So discussion and possible action to establish the reinvestment zone as discussed at the public hearing held August 27th, 2019 at 10 a.m. And that was this morning. Ms. Hill.
This is actually for you. So there was a public hearing held this morning at 10 a.m. To discuss the establishment of a reinvestment zone. Which,
put it back up.
Yeah.
Pictures.
Here it is. There's one.
So at this time would be the court's opportunity to take action on establishing that zone and reading the order that has been presented to you, Judge Gauthier.
You just like me to have to read a
lot. I do. It's practice.
I need a motion first.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by three, second by one.
Read on, John. Read on.
All in way, first we got to approve it. So any further discussion? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Motion passed 5-0. And now I will read the order for designation of reinvestment zone. Whereas the Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas has determined that the economic well-being of the Orange community is a primary concern of the court. And whereas Chapter 312 Tax Code, known as the Texas Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act, provides that Orange County has authority to create reinvestment zones within the county for the purpose of economic development. And whereas on November 14, 2018, the Orange County Commissioners Court established certain guidelines and criteria governing tax abatement agreements and indicated the desire of Orange County to become eligible to participate in tax abatement. And whereas Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP, has indicated a desire to create a reinvestment zone comprised of real property for the purpose of economic development as defined under the Texas Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act. And whereas on the 17th day of August 2019, notice was published in the Orange Leader, a newspaper of general circulation in Orange County, Texas, stating that a public hearing would be conducted by the Orange County Commissioner's Court on August 27th, 2019. To consider the application of Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, LP, to have property herein described as Exhibit A, designated as the Chevron Phillips Chemical Reinvestment Zone. And whereas it is the finding of the Commissioner's Court of Orange County that the terms of the agreement and the property would be a benefit to the said property, and the development anticipated to occur in the property zone would contribute to the economic development of Orange County, Texas. And whereas it is the finding of the Commissioner's Court of Orange County that the designation of the reinvestment zone would contribute to the retention or expansion of primary employment within Orange County. And whereas it is the finding of the Commissioner's Court of Orange County that the terms of the agreement and the property described as Exhibit A meet the applicable guidelines and criteria adopted by Orange County. And be it therefore ordered that the Commissioner's Court of Orange County hereby designates property herein described as Exhibit A pursuant to the authority of Section 312.401 of the Texas Property Redevelopment and Tax Abatement Act as the Chevron Phillips Chemical Reinvestment Zone entered into on this 27th day of August 2019. So we will sign this now.
Well done.
Made it mostly way through that.
The first step.
You sure you don't want to read the survey?
No, I don't want to read the survey. I don't think they want me to read all 17 pages of the survey.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. The survey is basically what she had up on the page that described the property.
That you read this morning?
That I did have to read this morning, by the way. Thank you.
Have a representative here from Chevron?
We do.
When
we get back here, we may have her, if she would like to, we can actually take a photo with her if she'd like to do that, with the whereas and wherefores. And I think this is a big moment for all of us in Orange County, and we certainly want to thank Chevron Phillips for their consideration of Orange County in this endeavor that we are looking forward to. And when we get this done, if you wouldn't mind, we'll come take a picture of this. And since Miss Jessica was such a huge part of this, we would like for her to be involved with that also.
Of course.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, we'll do it as soon as we get the paperwork.
It's right here. Come on, Jessica.
We'll go ahead and do that real fast.
If Teresa hadn't taken so long to sign,
it wasn't
it went much quicker.
This time.
I know.
Like a work of art.
Come on.
Okay. Oh, you like your left side there?
Well,
I got you. Yeah, I got you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I want the radio guy to take your picture, huh?
I'm glad you're here.
Jessica. We'll do that so she can make a copy of it. You don't have to do it now. Just we'll give it to you so you have it. So
first
she can make
first
it.
Session.
Okay.
All right. So thank you. All right. So we'll move on to item 21, discussion and possible action to approve contract for disaster recovery services between Orange County and Ashbritt Environmental pursuant to the county's award of RFP 19004 on July 16th, 2019. Mr. Ardoin, who's not here, but this is just our renewal for our Ashbritt contract, which we keep a contract for disaster ahead of time so that we have something in place. God forbid we have another one, knock on wood that we don't, but we need all of our services in place, and this was a continuation of that. So,
Those
are our primary debris removal company that would so we keep that.
Where are they from,
time.
Judge?
DeBoer.
Go ahead.
Clarify.
Yes.
It is a continuation of the same provider
that we already have.
It is a new contract. It was rebid awarded to them. So just to be
They rebid it. They won the award, but it's a continuation of that.
Yes.
And I will say they did us a very good job.
They did.
In the last one, those times are pretty trying as it is to begin with and very confusing. So they did a good job.
I'll second that motion.
Who was my first? So I had three. I had a motion by three, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 22, discussion and possible action regarding the approval of the final plat of Flowers Estates located in Precinct 3. The 61.55-acre tract at the end of Hollis Road is being divided into five tracts. One tract will serve as a private road for the other four tracts. The plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax certificate has been provided. Mr. Slayton.
This is a development that's on the end of Hollis Road. They are kind of across from Oak Manor subdivision. And as you stated, it's a 61-acre tract. It's being divided up into basically five pieces. One of the pieces is going to serve as a private road to have access to each of these so that there's no additional obligation on the part of the county for doing any kind of road work or anything. The Drainage District has reviewed it, and they actually did get a easement to make sure that they could maintain that big ditch. This is the Vesey Heights ditch. It comes right beside this property.
That's what I did notice that.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Thank y'all.
Special.
Here we go.
Special.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Let me sign first, please.
I love that pen.
Of course, by the time it gets down to you,
there won't be no space left.
Commissioner Beatore, there won't be no room. No room at the end.
Put a stopwatch on this, please.
What? Let me start. Go.
Sit here. Take some time.
Go inside my tape, please.
You want me to?
No, please don't.
Oh, you're just at 19 seconds. That's pretty good for you.
See, I'm not as bad.
19 seconds.
I have a long name.
You have a lot of name.
I do.
So, here, that's the eyes. Do you know that's kind of behind Twin Lakes? Up here?
About a half a mile south of 105 on 1442, it crosses over.
Yeah. I took the picture of the milling machine and started running out on 105 B-field tape.
Yes. Yeah,
we got places in the background. I saw it after I took it. But yeah, I'm glad. So we're going to start item 23, discussion and possible action regarding the reclassification of the Sheriff's Office receptions from part-time to anyone. Ms. Ardoin, who is not here today, as you heard earlier, is having some medical stuff done, so we'll kind of cover that. But the next few items are items that were requests for budget position changes and things like that, and we have to vote to either approve or not approve those, and that's what they're going to. That's why there's going to be several of these that are going to be listed. This first one is the Sheriff's Office receptions from part-time to anyone as a full-time position. And I did have a question, Sheriff. Maybe you could help clarify for me on this one. I know when we discussed it originally, you have a part-time person and that you're using, in addition to the part-time salary, you're using an additional extra help monies to fill that gap to the full-time.
Yes, sir.
Just trying to get the money because it's... Whenever we first looked at it, I had to go back and look at my notes this morning because I want to make sure I had it right. And that's what I was wanting to clarify for y'all, because I think that on the board we had as a full position change, and it's not, because with your part-time salary and then the additional extra help salary that we're using to fill that gap, to go to a full-time position was only a $10,000 change and not a $22,000. that we had on the board.
So another.
So
that's correct.
We was going to eliminate that.
We were going to eliminate that money into the full time. Yes, sir. That's correct.
So I just want to make sure because I think we had. I went back and reviewed my notes this morning just to make sure that I had that right.
Yeah.
And so, if I want to clarify that one before we did it, because it would only be about a $10,000 change, and not the $22,000 that we originally
right.
thought. So anyway, that was for the sheriff's office receptions from part time to anyone, because y'all are really doing that as a full time. You're just using two people to do it to keep somebody there the whole time, right?
Right.
But one would be eliminated.
The $10,000.
Well, the additional help monies would be
the additional help money.
Okay, we would have one. It would be all one time.
And it'll go into the full time.
Is that including benefits?
Yes.
Okay.
That was included in the benefits.
Okay.
Okay.
It is included.
Yes.
Yes.
So
moved.
Second.
So I had a motion by four, a second by one, and that is to reclassify that, right, from part-time to full-time?
Yes.
That's a motion. Okay. Motion by four, second by one. Any further discussion on that particular one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Second. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yes, sir.
Discussion and possible action regarding the requested reclassification of the Sheriff's Office records clerk from an NE1 to an NE3. We have no motion on that one? Okay. So that one, yeah, dies lack of motion, so that one will not be granted. Item 25, discussion and possible action regarding the restructuring of the Sheriff's Office jail staff from sergeant, licensed vocational nurse, to lieutenant, registered nurse, and that reclassification. And that one was where we were taking it so we could be able to get a RN as opposed to the LVN and at the different pay level.
That's correct.
Right. And if I remember right correctly, there you said that this was your number one
priority.
It's
priority.
My number one priority.
Yes,
it
would most definitely.
So we're talking about changing the sergeant to lieutenant is in a different classification.
Yes,
already,
sir.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Okay. And it's going in that way. They can go from a licensed vocational nurse to a registered nurse.
All right.
So I have a motion by one and a second by four to approve that.
Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Item 26, discussion and possible action regarding the requested reclassification of the Road and Bridge Department's office manager from an NE4 to an NE5. We have no motion. We have no motion on that one, so that one will not be granted. And item 27, discussion and possible action regarding authorizing a new part-time position in the Parks Department. Kind of similar scenario, we have the in the Parks Department, there's a lot of overtime being used in there, and so really the washout is pretty much even on that one. There'll be a little bit of overtime additional, but it's going to reduce that down by adding a part-time position instead of overtime.
Give her better cover, especially on the weekends.
Yes.
But this isn't going to be insurance and all benefits and things. It's part-time.
It's part-time.
Yes.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Mm-hmm. Aye.
Motion passes. All right. 28, discussion and possible action regarding restructuring the AgriLife Department staff from Extension Agriculture Agent position to a NE1 position.
And Judge, I'd also like to add on this that prior, the full-time position that was there the year before also had auto allowance and a cell allowance.
Wow. And this one, just so everybody on this one, we put it on here even though the position already existed. That's not adding really a new position. We just never filled that as a position last year within the budget. But it was so we're not actually adding the position.
Right.
But since we didn't have it filled last year, we thought it was necessary to put it back on this year just for reapproval.
Before we go forward at auto allowance.
That's what I was going to ask about too.
What was his name?
It was part-time last year. So it went from full-time to a part-time, and then it's being replaced.
Yes, we just didn't fill the full-time.
Didn't the county agent that we had routinely wreck our pool car? And so if it had a vehicle allowance, why would he have ever been taking a pool car?
He wasn't here last year. He finished up
But how, Penny, how much a car allowance does he get?
What is
or she get, the position get?
The car allowance is $3,708.
How much?
$3,708.
And almost $4,000.
And sell a $720.
Well, wasn't he using a pool car pretty regular?
That was a discussion and everything of what was allowed, like when they were around the county, as opposed to if they do a lot of travel outside the county and inside the county. So,
are they given a cell phone allowance too?
The,
do you know that?
Yes.
Prior, the
how much is it?
Balance has it's $720.
Are we going to give this anyone is going to have a car allowance and a?
That's what I was.
And a phone?
That's how it was before. I mean,
no, they were agricultural, but they were a extension agent. So is this person going to be an extension agent?
They're not going to be through the A&M program this year. This is going to be wholly on our own. A&M
correct.
Is not doing the extension agent as part of their position anymore, or at least this year.
Is there anyone that can give us a little more background on exactly what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought that Alan was here, but she wasn't. She's not here today, so...
And I know that I supported the position when she was here for budget talks because she gave a pretty good argument about the only question I really have is the auto allowance.
I do too.
And they have gone down from the three people that they did have as from AgriLife, from the state, down to the one position.
Yeah, they only have the one.
So,
but wasn't the state paying some of that other?
A portion.
They paid their salary and that type of thing, and then we paid a portion on top of that. But now we do not have, we have Fallon, who is from the Ag Extension Agency, AgriLife, and we currently have the part-time person because we went down from 1 to 3, 3 to 1.
Yeah, the only question that I had was a similar thing on the audio allowance part of it, is that they did use the pool car that was available. Which is no longer available. The car guy was in an accident. It wasn't worth repairing. So we didn't repair it. So at this point, when one comes in, they would have to be driving their own vehicle to do the work that they need to do. So
we will either have to do it through mileage or the auto allowance. So
do we have a difference in what it cost us last year compared to what it cost us this year?
Because we didn't. Not having one last year, there's no way to do this.
Is it 58 cents a mile?
This is a part-time person, and their salary is 31.
It's going
from a part-time to a full-time, and their salary is 31.89.
So let me rephrase that. What's the cost of doing this?
Penny, what was the cost on that? Benefits and all for the anyone position for this job? It was.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
The cost of the position, the salary for anyone.
Well, we figured it, but the difference between what was part-time up to full-time, which will be anywhere between 2,000 up to 31,000.
And that depends on their level of dependent care coverage, if they whatever level they choose.
So the break-even point is somewhere around 7,000 miles versus mileage versus the allowance.
I mean, so
is that with the car allowance? Are we talking about car allowance involved in that and what you just gave us?
No, that does not include the car allowance.
That plus the car allowance.
Plus $3,000.
You have the differential between a part-time person to a full-time person. And I gave you the high side because I do not know when the person comes in what they're going to choose as their group health benefits.
Yeah. And for budgetary purposes right now, I have it in the budget at the high level of 31 because we don't know that. So I'm figuring high, hoping low, but I got to figure it high.
But are we figuring a car allowance?
That's what I was talking about.
It's all in there right now. The difference is like I said, what y'all choose, the cell phone allowance, I think it's the concern is over the vehicle, whether we go on an auto allowance or whether we do mileage. But we have to do something at this point because we don't have that pool car anymore.
The break-even point's about 575 miles a month, give or take.
Only if we
mileage versus allowance. I don't know how much.
I have no problem with the mileage, with doing mileage. Several people already do that. So
I make a motion. I make a motion to go ahead and approve this with paying them mileage versus the vehicle allowance.
I'll agree with that.
And a phone.
And a phone.
Okay.
So that's 750, I think. Mm-hmm. 720.
720.
Right. So right now I have a motion by one.
Second.
Second by three. And that is to, just so we can clarify, that is to restructure the AgriLife department staff to a full-time position, anyone, with a $720 phone allowance and paid by mileage on the vehicle, alone, on their personal vehicle alone. Clear?
Sure.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. 29, discussion and possible action regarding restructuring the county clerk's office with their restricted funds from an NE6 position to an NE2 position, which is a savings for us. Certainly to go down.
Yeah.
And they're paying it out of the restricted funds anyway.
Motion.
Second. Motion by four.
Can I say that this is to happen when the
NE6
person is retires in January.
I'm sorry. Correct. You may want to add that.
Yeah, I'll add that to it.
Okay, so
I'm
that
will allow this whenever the NE6 person retires in January.
All right, so I have a motion by four and a second by one.
Yep.
Okay, and then the motion, so you amended your motion, is to restructure the county clerk's office with their restricted funds from an NE6 position to an NE2 position when the NE6 position retires in January. I think we got it. Ma'am?
Will there be an overlap?
No.
I don't think there's an overlap.
There's no mention of that. No mention of that.
Shouldn't be? Okay.
We're going, especially going the other way. So.
No, I just meant for training.
Okay, for training purposes, you're going to.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Penny.
All right, so I have a motion by one, second by. I mean, it's motion by four, second by one. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Discussion and possible action regarding a new clerk position at NE2 in records preservation to be paid from restricted funds. This was a discussion. One of the things that we've had is in records or preservation or records management is a lot of stuff that needs to be scanned in and stuff. We Commissioner Trahan, I believe, reached out to her to have a discussion about using restricted funds for the equipment and for the personnel, which means it doesn't really hit our budget directly. So
we don't.
And it's allowable. She just bought a new machine that she can put this person on, and hopefully we can get the veterans records for sure all scanned and put away. That's the goal. So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 31, discussion and possible action regarding a new part-time floater position at the rate of $12 per hour to be stationed in the county judge's office. This position was one that used to be in the county before. We reviewed looking at it as a full-time position, which is what it was at the time. After looking at it, I kind of figured that the best rate would be to start it with a part-time position. There's a lot of need within several of our offices whenever we have someone out and there's no one to help cover for those person. In that particular office that this person is able to go and work in those offices, on a temporary basis, a day or two here and there when people are on vacation, sick, different things. So we can, it serves a really good purpose to have a floater. Like I said, it was eliminated a few years ago due to budetary constraints, but I think we're...
But it's considered part-time.
It's a part-time position, yes, ma'am.
And we're talking about for any office throughout the county.
Yeah, right? And they will be scheduling that through the judge's office. What they'll do, like I said, a day or two here. We can't have them call up and use that part-time floater position for 6 months at a time.
No.
But it'll be doing, and that will be scheduled through the office. We do it. I know we have some, I've discussed with several of the JPs, everybody, just about at different times, it says that they have a need for somebody a day or two here and there when people are out. So I think it gives a big, good benefit without actually having to hire full-time people in those particular offices to cover.
A motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Number 32, discussion and possible action of raising the pay of election judges from $10 per hour to $12 per hour in elections administrations. This is due to a change in the state. We wanted to match that so that we would have competitive pay for our election judges who do a great deal of work. If anybody's ever sat down there and watched that take place, there's a lot of work that goes on with that, and we wanted to be equal with the state's offering. So that's what this is about.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by three, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. 33, discussion and possible action regarding a going to be a correction here from $480 is what it's listed on. It should be $720 cell phone allowance because that's what all of our cell phone allowances are. Per year allowance to the Special Projects Communication Coordinator and Emergency Management. for that person to have a cell phone. Currently, they're using their own. Michelle Tuberville is that person.
She burns up that phone.
She burns it up. And so she does a great deal of work for this
second.
County.
I tell you.
Motion by three, second by four. But, any further discussion?
I'm glad that we did make that adjustment because I don't understand why, you know, the veterans and the AgriLife would get $720 and here Michelle Tuberville would get less. So if we're going to give it, give the same to everybody.
Yeah, it was just a mistake. We got it correct. So motion for $720. I have a motion by three, second by four. No further discussion. All in favor?
Yeah.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item 34, discussion and possible action regarding allowing two NE4 positions to work in the county court at law, number one, for the purpose of training a new court coordinator for a two-week period. This is when we're losing one. We're going to have an additional one. It's just for a training layover period to help train that new person as they're coming into that county court.
I think that makes good sense. I'll make that motion.
Motion by one.
Second
by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Item number 35, discussion of possible action regarding seven new part-time drivers at $10 per hour for the transportation department for new buses that will be delivered within the 2019-2020 fiscal year. And what this is, and I'll let Ms. Janelle, if she wants to come up and discuss it, but we have, we've been waiting patiently for several years for our transportation department. Southeast Regional Planning is who pays for the buses. That price tag for the new buses that they're giving us is $1,199,996. That Regional Planning gives us to use for transportation, but we do have to provide our drivers.
$1,199,996.
Correct.
Take a bow, Southeast District.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And if you just
Those buses were ordered on April the 16th. And I have an email from Creative Bus Sales saying that they're near completion and we should have them delivered to us late September, early October.
2 weeks.
Hopefully.
Hopefully they get it.
I hope so. They're ordered. I'm just happy about that. So, with that said, I need drivers to drive them. Currently, I have 10 drivers and I have 14 buses coming. We're planning on keeping about three of the buses that we currently have, so that will make me short of drivers.
And these drivers don't need a CDL.
They do not need a CDL.
That's why the $10 an hour.
That's
right.
Correct.
That's right.
So how many CDL drivers do we have right now?
I have 12 allotted, but I only have 10 employed. I have two positions open, and then I have one non-CDL driver
how many buses,
position's filled.
How many buses do we have that need a CDL right now?
I have two CDL positions open.
No, buses.
No.
How many buses do we
have? I have 10.
So 10 we're going to have 10 buses?
Those are going to retire because we're starting to have major maintenance issues with them.
So when they retire,
we're going to have these 14 new.
But they don't need CDL drivers.
No.
So
they're right under the threshold.
CDL drivers.
Pardon me?
So what's going to happen to all the CDL drivers?
They're going to still maintain, from what I understand, through a grandfather, the same rate of pay. They're just not going to have to require, they're not required to have the CDL. Therefore, they're not required to have the medical card and the physicals constantly.
Right.
And how many, Janelle? Four? You have four, two.
What?
That are CDL drivers right now.
I have 10 that are currently. I have 12 positions, but I have two vacancies.
Okay. So, but when they're hired in, they'll be $10
an hour. Plus, yes, the new people will be hired in at the non-CDL rate at $10 an hour. If y'all approve them.
As these folks leave, we'll replace them with the
non-CDL.
That's correct.
That's right.
That's correct.
Replace with non-CDL.
That's correct.
And at the rate that we turn them over out there, it's...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it didn't.
Are you anticipating using them for the full 29 hours each week, or
14 buses?
I try. Well, right now I'm giving most of them 29 hours because we're so short-handed.
She's driving a lot of days.
So that would be about 105.
We're going to have 10 new ones.
They're guaranteed 27 and a half. They're guaranteed 27 and a half, 5.5 hours a day. I have an hour and a half to work with if I need to hold them over.
Okay. So we're going to have.
It's going to help us with our scheduling people to the doctor's appointments over in Beaumont?
My plan is to have a full-time, everyday person to go into Beaumont.
10 more people.
That's my plan.
Because I know we had that issue and weren't able to always fulfill what we were trying to do. So.
And see, our Port Arthur stuff has really died down since they closed the hospital.
But there's still a hospital over there.
Yeah, but there's not the request. There's not that big of a demand for it anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I've noticed that in the last month that, I mean, what they do in July.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that big.
Okay, I got you. Make a motion that we. Is it okay? Are you through talking?
I guess I am.
Real quick. You know,
yeah, let her.
You have 12 positions right now, 10 are filled.
10 are filled.
You're asking for the 7 part-times. You're not going to fill the 2 that aren't filled now.
I don't have applications to fill them.
Right. So if we approve this for these 7, mm-hmm. you're not going to be looking for those 2 that are empty right now, too, which would put you at 19 drivers.
No.
That's what I'm building to. So basically what you're doing is saying there will be 17.
I would like to keep those 2 positions, but bump them down. Right now, they're on my roll for CDL positions.
And what would you would like them as a part-time?
I would like them as...
out and you could fill with them.
I would like to keep them on there as and have 19 part-time positions, 10 at the CDL, which we currently have those employees, okay, and then the other 9 as non-CDL.
Well, we have 17.
Well, she's got 7. She's got, but she wants 2 in case somebody, one of the other temporaries, is out.
Just as a part, somebody that she calls
to rotate into the list. If
substitute basis,
like a substitute.
But they all 19 wouldn't be working at the same time.
No, correct.
Right,
I
only have 17.
Correct.
No.
They'd just be on the list.
I just hope I get 17 people to work for me.
And as we change out, we'll end up with 19. Just a regular driver's license, no CDLs.
Once everybody retires and we refill those positions, they'll all end up being non-CDL.
So moved.
At $10. Thank you.
Motion by 1, second by 4. Any further discussion?
We got it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And again, tell Southeast Texas Regional Plan we appreciate the
vehicles.
Thank you so much.
I'm glad I do not have to spend
that. She
asked
me not to do this, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
Take a bow. Take a bow.
Responsible for ordering our buses.
Well, we thank you.
She didn't ask you not to do that. She just said, "Don't make a speech."
Thank you.
Speech.
Yeah. And those that don't, just in case, just as a bit of information, but Southeast Texas Regional Planning does for the 3-county area. They give a lot of money. That comes through Southeast Texas Regional Planning that comes into this county for multiple services for people in need and a lot of things. Our 911 system, they do a great deal for us, and this is one of the departments over there, but we truly appreciate everything they do.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
All right, number 36, discussion and possible action regarding the Orange County's 2019-2020 Wellness Incentive Program for a covered employee who completes an annual physical and biometric screening to avoid a premium contribution or to earn a reward. Some of the possibilities we have, and I know Miss Lisa's going to shoot me, but I'm going to get her to come up here anyway. But what we have...
Lisa, come on down.
Come on down. Got to come down just for a minute. Just for a minute. Well, just so we can clarify the options that we have.
Lisa,
so that
Lisa.
She said no.
You got to step up to the podium. You got to step up. Lisa, come on.
Well,
the only thing that we discussed was maybe having a PTO day.
Okay, and so with, since I'm having difficulties getting on the computer to talk about it.
She's not going to.
Yeah, and Miss Rory, we can't keep Rory away from the podium. We can't get Lisa up to it. What it is, you know, we all know what our health insurance costs are, and we see that year after year. We see that increase year after year. And by having these wellness programs that all the counties and stuff are doing and going to try to keep our people healthy, you know, to get early checkups and all the things that we need to do,
to keep us in better shape, which also helps reduce our annual insurance cost. And that's what we're trying to do. But we want to do it by keeping our people healthier and not by changing our benefit rate at some point.
And that will help.
It will. And so, yes. Anytime we have healthier people, then the insurance rates adjust according to that. So one of the things that we've looked at doing is that if you do the wellness incentive program that will be designated, and that's the two items that you have listed, the annual physical and the biometric screening, is that we would give a day off once that's completed in the following year. Now, just to be clear, this is not stuff that carries over. This is not stuff that if you leave, you get that day if you hadn't already taken it. I mean, this is truly just an award for that one particular moment. We did check with Texas Association of Counties. It is allowable to do this. It would have to be, you know, scheduled through your department head and stuff to make sure that everything was good. But it's what we're trying to do is get a better participation rate in our Healthy County program, and by having basically a reward for doing it, you know, and because we encourage for sure everybody for their own health and safety to do this, because we think it's a good idea. You know, anybody that does early screenings know that when stuff's caught early, it's you have a better chance of a cure and a lesser time of recovery, which is what costs our insurance rates, which we all have to pay. And so it's a twofold thing. We want to protect your health, mm-hmm. but we also want to protect our rates. And so this is a way to do it. And if we can do that through having a reward program, then we think that's what we would like to try to do, pending the approval of this court.
It doesn't carry over, and they can't sell it back.
Sell it back. It is.
And it's awarded the following year.
The following year.
You have to complete the following calendar year. You have to do the work first.
You get the screening and all that this year, and then next calendar year you have one extra day that you can take.
Yes. Since I'm the policy commissioner.
January, December.
One issue that the court needs to decide before deciding whether or not to do this is you have some employees who are covered as just the employee, and then you have some employees who also have a spouse on the plan. And the question is, if there is a spouse also on the plan, is the employee and spouse required to each complete in order to get their day off, or is it only the employee?
I'd say the whole
Lisa, come on to the podium.
Lisa, see,
We only talked about the employee.
I think the effort is to get as many people to get the screening and physical as possible.
But, we can't give their spouse a day.
Can't give their spouse a day.
Can't give their spouse a day.
And we can't give them two.
I think previously, like, for the smoking and all that stuff, it had to be both.
Yeah.
I think this would be employee only.
My suggestion in our discussion was purely on the employee side.
I can't control my
wife. But I would tell everybody to encourage your spouse or your family to do it. Like I said, this is as much about health and safety and a healthy body and mind as opposed it is to the financial part that we get. But we want people healthy, and by doing early screenings, it helps. So we would encourage the family members to do that, but this is in relation to the employee as it stands right now.
If the employee does this, hopefully they encourage their spouse to do the same. So I'll make this. I'm going to make a motion for the employee only to give them a day off if they meet all the Healthy County criteria, which is the biometric screening and the annual physical.
With the restrictions on the day off that we all spoke about.
With the restrictions on the day off, it's limited to the next calendar year, cannot be traded for any sum of money or any health and benefit.
No carry-up.
Right. I'll second
no
that.
No carry-up.
All right. Well, I have a motion by one, a second by three.
Oh, okay.
Any further discussion?
Are they going to have to do that for fiscal year, or are they going to do it for calendar?
The day off is per calendar year.
Lori, come up to the podium.
It's for the screens that need to be done from...
It has to be done in the same calendar year.
Keep everything.
It has to be done in the same calendar year.
Just do calendar year.
Insurance is running.
I can read the draft of the verification, which needs some work because it was originally drafted to include spouse, so this will have to be taken off. But it says, to receive credit for completion, the wellness exam must be completed between October 1, 2019 through September 30, 2020. And then you submit the form by September 30, 2020. And then the day is taken between January 1, 2020 and 2021.
So it would be fiscal year on the getting the physical stuff done, and then the day taken on the calendar year.
Correct.
Yeah, because our insurance renews on the calendar year, and that's when they do our rates, is on the calendar year.
So, you got a motion and a second?
I have a motion and a second. Okay, motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? Yes, but you have to come to the podium.
Do the employees already get sick leave, whether they're sick or not?
No.
They get sick leave. If they report it as sick, we have to take it as sick.
Okay, so if they have 6 weeks of sick leave and they're not sick, does that carry over to the next year, give them 12?
Problem is, I'm not a doctor.
No, we don't have a certain time frame.
Yeah, but they got
We don't have a certain number of days. That's sick.
Okay, it doesn't gain, it doesn't roll over. You have to prove sickness.
I mean, it continues to accumulate, yes. It accumulates until you use it.
That's what I was wanting to find out.
How many can they acquire?
But there is a cap on
it. Yeah, that's what it was.
How many do they get per year?
It's an hourly thing, isn't it?
I think the cap is 480 hours.
Right.
It's by the hours. We do it.
And not being a doctor, I don't get to decide whether they're sick or not.
3.69.
So is that 60 days?
Yeah, but it's 480 hours.
That's 60
that they
days.
Can build up to.
So that's 60 days?
No.
Well, if you're saying 480 hours, 8 hours a day.
Yeah, it's 480 hours.
That's 60 days of sick leave.
That they can build up to.
They got to build up. They don't get that year one.
No, they don't get that the year one.
They got to earn it.
Okay, they have it in year two?
Well, it accumulates.
It just accumulates.
If they haven't taken any over a period of time, then they get to the 480 hours.
At some point, they would get to
If they haven't taken any of them.
It's just like at school, we got 10 days a year. Right. And if you use five of them, you get to carry the other five over.
Yeah.
Well, I was just kind of curious because I know you got like 12 days for holidays and you get 6 weeks vacation, you get to certain. I worked in the private sector and didn't get this. Okay.
Yeah.
But what my question was, if we're looking at a day, why don't you allow it to be one of the sick days they already get?
Because
if we're trying to do this as a reward. If that's something that they already received if they were sick, then that wouldn't be a reward for trying to do the healthy program. And we're trying to encourage, and I know, but it's a way to encourage the healthy program. Which
is going to end up saving us money.
Saves us a lot of money if we get our people, you know. I mean, I can give you just kind of a quick rundown on the number just so you know how you know it would affect this year. Mm-hmm. This year, our insurance rates increased $487,000. Okay?
That's
because we had what they call a net loss ratio of 109%. That is actually down due to our Healthy County program that we've run for 2 years now from 121 whenever I first got here as a commissioner. And so it's slowly creeping down. If that number would have been 100%, net zero loss, that's the insurance. We pay the insurance company $1 million, they pay out $1 million. That's a zero loss ratio.
Right.
If we'd have been there, that same insurance would have cost us $118,000. Okay. So there's a definite incentive to get people to be more healthy, okay? Because we're trying to get most of the counties around us for whatever reason, but it is, but we are high in that regard, and we're trying to bring that down. You know, the optimum number to be at is somewhere around a net loss ratio of about 97%. That is an even much better insurance rate, but we've got to get there, and this is an encouragement to get people to do Healthy County.
And you think they will?
Well, I hope so.
Okay.
You know,
we've been through the same thing with DuPont.
Yeah, and we've looked at, we reviewed some other counties. I wish Lori was here because she could talk about it because I can't listen to. But we reviewed some other counties to see how this benefited along the way, and they saw an increase in participation as they implemented things like this. So, you know, we're just trying to figure out ways that we can do it to get our people healthy.
I just want to make sure the taxpayers are okay with that, too.
I understand.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I have a motion by one, seconded by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes, 5-0. Right, number 37, discussion and possible action regarding IFB 18003. The one-year contract was recently awarded to Southern Supply, who then sold their business to A1 National Fire Company, LLC, DBA, A Summit Companies. As the contract prohibits assignment or transferring without written permission, the court may elect to either authorize the county's purchasing agent to rebid the contract or notify Summit Companies of the county's consent to the transfer.
And yes, sir. So the company has agreed, no other changes except the name change, and it would be my recommendation to transfer to the new company.
Motion by four, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Number 38, discussion and possible action regarding a request from Chevron Phillips Chemical Company LP, CP Chem, for permission to survey across Orange County Airport property. The purpose of the survey is for CP Chem to develop a proposed pipeline route. Possible action may include authorizing the county judge or judge pro tem to execute a permission to survey in favor of CP Chem. Ms. Grimion.
I'm actually going to ask that we pass this until next week, and this is completely my fault. I have 10 tracks that I have to track down property descriptions for to get in that permission to survey, and I just ran out of hours in the day, so I will make every effort to have it for next week.
Okay.
So table.
So no action today.
All right.
All right. Thank you. All right. Number 39, open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not be need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. Each person addressing the court may be limited to 3 minutes.
Ida.
What's Ida? It's Chasso.
Good afternoon, Judge and Commissioners. I just wanted to make each of you aware that this Thursday, the Greater Orange Area Chamber of Commerce and the EDC will be partnering to do an industrial exchange, and this will be where we bring industry in and suppliers and contractors. Industry will have tables set up where the suppliers and contractors and everyone will be able to interact with them. We also have a speaker that will be speaking. His name is Hector Rivera. He is the head of the Texas Chemical Council, and it's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So I have brought these flyers at the Expo Center on 1442.
And those hours again?
8 to 10.
Thank you, Commissioner. 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. I mean 10 a.m.
That's a long day.
Thank you.
From 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., yes, ma'am.
Are you serving lunch?
Yes, sir.
We will have some coffee and some breakfast pastries for you.
I'm glad to hear you got some new buggies coming, because there's an old man out there rides his wheelchair 3 miles every day to go get his groceries. He rides 3 miles in a wheelchair, and people spit on him, throw stuff out the window at him and everything, trying to get him to hurry up. They're driving 100 miles an hour to go by him. He rides from Echo Road to the little grocery store down there. It's a mile and a half down there and a mile and a half. Somebody needs to go see about him. I doubt if he even knows you got a bus in Orange County. It's a good job for it. Precinct 1 commissioner to do, because he ain't got nothing else to do. And I believe tomorrow's Joe Sheriff's birthday. Ain't tomorrow your birthday, Sheriff?
Two days after tomorrow.
Another thing you're incorrect.
Somebody's giving him a birthday party, I think, tomorrow.
And let me remind the court that we cannot comment back.
Oh. I was just observing the accuracy of comment.
I knew you wanted to go there. Yeah. Just protecting the commissioner. Yeah.
As I said, I try to respect my elders.
There we go. There we go. Anyone else? Anyone from the court? All right.
Wow.
So we'll move to item 40. Closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551071 to discuss with Assistant County Attorney matters regarding pending or threatened litigation. Ms. Grimion?
I would ask that the courtroom be cleared, same except for myself, Sheriff Merritt, and no record, please.
Just amazing.
Close to 3:20. All right, we are back in at 4:08. Okay. All right, so we're back in at 4:08, and Is it a no action?
No action recommended.
All right. Thank you. And then item 42, closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551-071 to seek or receive advice from Assistant County Attorney on legal matters that are not related to current litigation.
I would ask that the court would be cleared, save and accept myself and Clark, and no record.
Oh, okay.
The 409. Right, so we are back in at 4:45. Back in session, Ms. Grimion.
I recommend no action at this time.
I agree.
All right, no action on item 43. So item 44,
close session.
Closed meeting held pursuant to Texas Government Code 551.071 to seek or receive advice from our assistant county attorney on legal matters that are not related to current litigation. This is the last one.
Ask that the courtroom be cleared and no record.
Out at 4:46. So we're back in at 4:52. Scrimion.
I recommend no action at this time.
All right.
So moved.
So that's it. Got to item number 46 yet. Second. Discussion and possible action regarding adjourning commissioners' courtroom.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by one, second by four. All in favor? No opposed. Motion passes. Court's adjourned. Thank you.